That's welcome.
Why I don't engage. Oh shit. Go.
Yeah.
No, it's all right. Do whatever you gotta say. Whatever you want to say. Welcome to another episode of Alvar Smokes, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mike Racine. I'm having a bad week. I lost my keys. I don't know where they are.
Oh, you still don't know where they are?
I still don't know where they are. I spent about 2 days looking for them. I think the baby took them and did something with them. And
he's already blaming the baby.
Literally on that
level.
Literally
the
all
way you said it was like an accusatory, like he knew what he was doing.
I don't know where else. Well, when I was looking for them initially, he was like laughing at me. He was like in his stroller. I was like, where the fuck are my fucking keys? And he's like laughing. And I'm trying to train him to like laugh when people are yelling because
yeah,
I don't want
him
to be.
You told me that. You were like, you're like, I'm really happy because every time I yell, he laughs. And I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's good for him.
Right. Oh, instead of being like scared.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So now when some homeless guy comes on the train and starts yelling slurs, you know, he'll be like,
he'll be like, daddy.
It's like my dad's here.
I miss my dad.
Yeah. No, I've spent 2 days looking for my keys. The only thing I found is pictures of other guys who stuck their dick in my wife. Because I'm like looking everywhere. I'm looking all over the entire house. Right. I found this old purse with like a bunch of photos in it. And for some reason, all of our old photos are in this one bag. So I'm like looking through it. Yeah. And it's like, this guy fucked my wife.
You don't even know? Or you just feel that way?
It's like couples photos. You can tell.
Like, you can tell with the energy, with the lines.
Right.
Yeah, I insist.
Mike walks around a room. That's all he sees. You know what I mean? He's like, that table fucked my wife.
Do you keep old love things? You know? Do you have like a case of like, you know?
Forgotten
loves.
Let me just introduce our
guest. Let's introduce the fucking guest before you ask him questions.
What's funny is before we started, I was like, I fucking hate when podcasts don't introduce the guest.
Scott's leading the episode today.
We're here with Anthony DeVito, an absolutely fantastic comic. He has a new special out on YouTube called Brain Noise.
Italian excellence, baby.
Italian excellence, no doubt. For sure. Yeah, Sicilian Italian, right?
Yeah, it's a 40-minute rant about how we're right about Columbus, and they're all wrong.
You are Sicilian Italian.
I am Sicilian Italian,
The link to the special is in the episode description if you want to watch it.
Yes.
Please do.
Yes, please do.
Just go on YouTube, right, and type in, like,
Anthony DeVito.
Whatever. Just go YouTube.
Skinny comic.
Just
like, WAP. The biggest WAP on stand-up.
The only Italian comic who can figure out YouTube.
What is this YouTube's?
Yeah. There's it's funny because you and me are like the only good Italian comedians, I think. I guess you and me and Sebastian.
Well, Andrew Cuomo.
Andrew Cuomo,
Andrew Cuomo was good.
But Sebastian, but he does a different thing than we do.
Well, are Italian comics, I guess?
Well, there's me, there's Anthony. And then there's, you know, somebody like a Sebastian. And then there's like everyone on Long Island. Single Long Island comic who somehow like have careers, and you like look at clips of their stand up and they go, We need an Italian president. Hey, folks, hey, you know what an Italian president would do? He would get the gas.
I know
right
how
here,
to sell Israel.
Said,
Palestine.
Anthony are the only Italian comedian.
I don't identify Albanese as an Italian comic.
He's not.
He's like a grown man comic. Italian comics, there's like a height restraint. There's like a jitteriness to you.
Yeah. There's a clubhouse and it's you must be smaller than 5'8".
There's like, you shake, but it's I've never seen people shake in confidence, but Italians nervously shake, but it's because, like, I'm going to fuck you up. It's very weird.
Right.
I got the biggest dick in the world, and they're, like, nervous about it.
We convert it to, like, like
it's just
bravado.
Energy, really. Yeah.
It's just because you don't want your father to hit you again. So you think that's going to happen, but you somehow convert it into, like, gusto.
Did your father act like an Italian, for real?
He didn't act like, no, not really. No.
Are you upset about that?
My dad is like, my dad is like possibly autistic, I think. I was thinking about this today, and like, I don't know, he's like, I don't know, he doesn't have any personality.
Does he listen to music?
Like a little bit.
Yeah, that's a big tell.
That's a big
question.
Tell of autism?
Yeah.
The wide spectrum of music.
You don't like music at all.
Yeah.
because you're devoid of feeling. This what is the definition insane. Before I say something wrong?
Listen, you know,
if you're like not interested in music,
devoid
it's because
feeling.
You're busy thinking of something else that ain't what we're doing, you know? Yeah. Music is like connects.
I didn't know this was a science
connects,
podcast.
Like,
this is exciting.
People, you know? Well, no, music connects everybody. And it does. Some
well,
autistic
I'm
people
Terry
like
Gross.
It, but...
I'm here with Scott Chaplin of the After Smokes podcast. And he's got some thoughts about science.
Yeah, because he's like, weird brains are always thinking about numbers. So they can't hear music.
Do you know how to spot a boop?
Well, there is something to that, what Anthony said, though. They're more interested in, like, the number. Like, I think if you said, like, hey, check out these musical notes, they go, let me read this shit, you know?
It's just like, it's such a funny definition of autism. It's like, you know, they're, like, devoid of feelings. They're, like, incapable of humanity. Like, you know, really, they should be killed. I mean, like, Hitler, like, that action T4. I mean, he had some ideas.
You could just corral them into a ghetto.
They're like animals with thumbs.
This is how you can tell. It's either they don't like music at all,
yeah,
or they're the best at music. Like, they're very good at it. Then that means they are.
What's an example?
Yeah, you know, the girl on that comedy benefit show who played the piano really well.
What?
You remember that?
No. Just...
Oh, it was crazy. It was so
funny. Scott met Adele one time and she wouldn't talk to him and he was like, autism.
It's so funny too because it's like, okay, this is how you can tell this thing that will never come up in immediate conversation.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Okay, so you hate music or you're really good at it. If you like meet somebody and you want to know if they're autistic, you just start like grilling them about music.
No,
I guess.
Yeah,
music
I thought
tests,
there was like there's got to be something. I bet you if you go like, what does it mean to not enjoy music? And they'd go, there's certainly a disconnect. And then they go, okay. Yeah. And then you slowly figure out that you're autistic.
It's like those Autism Speaks commercials. Does your son not like music?
Well, that's why it's Autism Speaks and not Autism Sings. Am I right, guys?
Well, let's not demand too much of them.
So anyway, why do you think he's... Because he doesn't like music.
Yeah, I guess.
He's just not into things.
He just doesn't really... Yeah, he's not into anything.
Is he a fan of anything at all?
He's into, like... He, like, kind of sits around. He like, puts on spandex and rides his bike. I think I've talked about this before, but it's, like, I don't know, like, who... I don't know anything. He's one of those bike...
He's one of those spandex guys.
Yeah,
what
bicycle
time?
Guys.
7 a.m.? Uh-huh.
I think on, like, weekends.
Does he look silly? Like, do you feel embarrassed?
No, not really. No. I just can't. I can't like get a read on him. I don't know. I don't know anything.
I feel like it's because you don't talk to him. Really. I think like that was my problem with my father. Yeah. I mean, I like to think, oh, I would have spoke to him if he was still alive, you know. But like, I never spoke to him.
Yeah.
He didn't want to speak to a kid, I guess, you know. And there was nothing to talk about.
You guys didn't do things together or anything?
No, I never. There's certain like
the warped perception of what a dad is.
Yeah, I remember
not having one.
I remember getting windshield wipers with him. I got windshield wipers with him. Like,
that's like the most I ever did with my dad.
3 months before he died,
we went to Sizzler.
Yeah, dude, I got windshield wipers with him 3 months before he died, and I remember he said, "We should do things like this more often." But I liked it. It really felt good, and like it's like. It was a memory before he even died. I was like, wow, that's a great moment, you know?
Yeah.
And we are going to do this, and we didn't.
You
know, and then...
you close with your best bits as a father. Being responsible.
That's
you're like,
that was
your
real.
That was your dad's closure.
Taking son for windshield wipers. Wow. That's, oh, man. Low bar.
Like, you know, son, this is a big Dominican area.
I remember my uncle took me to wrestling and then also got the ticket for my dad, so my dad had to go, and he was just pissed off the whole time. Yeah. That's it, though. He didn't even come on vacations with us after maybe, like, by the time
that's
I was
kinda
like
kind of cool, though, because there's always a family like that where it's like the dad doesn't do the stuff. The
he's like, I do the work. I work. Yeah. Right. And then you do, and
he's like, kinda, it's like a celebrity, but they just, like, work at Home Depot.
You got to respect him for that a little bit.
Oh, I think about that often in terms of I have to respect the fact that he worked and like, it's like, what's that Marvin Gaye song? You know, it's like, love your mother. It's like, she raised you. Love your father. He worked for you. Like, he worked for you, you know?
Right, yeah, yeah.
And you do have to, he did. Yeah. But then he also loved his job so fucking much, right, though, you know, mm-hmm, that I go, like, was it that hard working that? Like, it was such a sweet job, and he did it so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was like, he loved lying to the mayor.
Like, what did your dad do for work?
No, but he works at a bank.
Yeah. Which, okay.
I think, yeah, maybe he might. Yeah, he. I, no, oh, I think he is. Yeah. He's like, yeah, a, he's like a bank. Yeah,
they're like, the machine's broken. The accounting machine's broken. Get Racine in here.
Yeah, but like in a world without people doing the job that Scott's dad did, George Floyd would still be alive.
All my dad's friends.
Why is your dad kill George Floyd?
My dad pulls his headphones out of his ears. He's like, Dad, what are you listening to? Just like, you just hear like beep boop beep beep beep. What the fuck is that?
The movie Pie.
Yeah. Those are robot sounds? He's like, yeah, it just helps me like relax.
Well, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, okay. I was going to say, when did you ever see your dad, both of you, when did you ever see your dad smile where you were like, oh, I've never seen him like look that happy?
Well, Cops was on every Saturday, and then America's Most Wanted aired right after, and he was like, he loved it, man. America's Most Wanted, like it's like I would have solved the case, and Cops was like, trust me, it would have went different if there weren't cameras there.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I think a criminal's best case scenario is, oh, no, I'm going to be on Cops, you know? Because it's like you get to be on national television embarrassed, but they don't kick the shit out of you.
Right.
Oh, sure.
Scott's dad's like, this is so unrealistic. They're not planting any evidence.
These are bad cops.
imagine like becoming a cop right before cell phone cameras came out.
Oh,
before everyone's videotaping you.
Yeah, like, we didn't know. I didn't know.
Because I was reading an article.
It's
there
like
was
an NBA player before they integrated.
Yeah.
Right. You're like the top of the league.
You're Bob Cousy. Yeah. I'm going to be the next Bob Cousy. Oh, shit. They're putting blacks in. Fuck.
What were you going to say?
Oh, Mike, you know, just to bring it back to your wife, and you posted one of those guys that she was seeing on Instagram.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. He looked like he was in a boy
band.
You
really posted one of her exes?
I posted one of the photos that, yeah.
Amazing.
It's her ex-boyfriend, Corey. Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. A little effeminate, though.
Wait, have I met
him?
She's
your wife. You have a kid with her. You're still like, I have to take him down a little bit.
No, I'm just saying he's a little.
Does he come around? He doesn't come around?
What's that? No, he like works at, he worked at Caroline's with her. He's an actor, I think. He is. He is a good. I mean, I guess he's a good-looking guy, but yeah. But
yeah, she wanted a real man.
Exactly.
Yeah, a podcaster, not an actor. Yeah.
That's why she keeps photos of Corey.
Did your dad have a job outside of like the illegal job?
Outside.
Are you allowed to talk about?
Yeah, it's just funny because the last thing I want to say about my wife fucking other guys is that I remember. I remember a lot of stuff.
What do you mean you remember a lot?
I remember like I just retain stuff.
It sounds like something you say before you go to bed in the other room.
I have a really
good... Hey Deb, just so you know, I remember a lot of stuff.
Well, sure, you are your father's son. Yeah. You do have a built-in autism too.
Exactly. I'm saying I have a really good long-term memory. So like, if she like brings up a guy and I'm like, oh, did you fuck that guy? And she goes, yeah. Which I don't ask that often. And if she brings him up again, like years later, I'll be like, oh yeah, Steve, the firefighter that stuck his dick inside of you.
Yeah, you remember.
You know? And which you I'm trying to be good not to talk about that stuff, but it's like you do have like a, you can't, here's a great lesson actually for my son, if you're listening. Don't ask your mom who she's fucked.
Because I'll flip at the dinner table.
You're going to be disappointed. And don't ask your girlfriend anything about her sexual history. And I know that's a very obvious thing. I'm sure it's like your generation.
The mom one's not so obvious. You know, he'll probably want to know who his
mom
fucked.
My mom told me once she only fucked two guys in her life, which it must be a lie. But it also might not be.
No, that's probably true. She's like a Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mother's Catholic. I'm certain it was only my father.
When I was like younger, I didn't know better. I asked my mom if she ever masturbated, and she answered honestly, and I regret that for the rest of my life.
How old?
I was like, I must have been like,
we try not to lie to our children.
Oh my God. Was like,
yes, yeah, Sean. Sometimes she says that sculpture of Jesus in the house, and I flick my bean.
She said sometimes during or after sex or something like that, something to the extent
after
of that.
Sex.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, yes. Now I know, like that women do
but
that.
How did everything? How did it come up? Give because
I was like, I was just starting to masturbate then.
See.
So I was like, oh, I have an honest relationship with my mom.
Like, mom, now we never really like do that much.
We
don't ever do anything together, really.
Yeah, now we don't talk. Now I know better. I don't talk to my mom about any of this shit.
Well, there was a thing in the early, I don't know if it was the early 2000s or what, but it's like parents did become more honest about sex, I think, with their kids. So it's like,
yeah,
my mom
was tough crowd, right? Tough crowd made parents.
Yeah, big influence on moms.
Yeah, big influence
country.
On moms. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, they started the Iraq war.
What would Nick DiPaolo do? Okay, that's what I'll tell my son.
But I just remember my mom being like, you can ask me anything about sex, and she would answer the question. So like, yeah, so that's not that far off. I mean, I wasn't such a sick fuck that I asked my mother if she masturbated.
I legit don't think my mom could answer the questions if I asked her. That's how clueless my mother. My mother was like, "Oh yeah, there was a famous porn star that lived on our block. He had like this really nice crib. He was in a movie.
After your father flops around on top of me."
He was in a movie. It was called Deep Throat. Like the way she said it, I was like, "Oh, you don't even know how to say the things, you know?"
Right. But do you think she knew when she was trying to seem more innocent?
No. Mm. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, my mom, she would always ask if I wanted to be alone with my body.
That's frightening.
Yes, that was frightening. And then, like, because she, after I was born, she had breast cancer. So doctors gave her, like, 6 months to live. So she thought that's all she was going to live for a while. So, like, she told me, she was like, oh, I'm going to be gone. So, like, at first grade, I knew so much about my penis and the sensitive parts. And, like,
loaded in everything.
She got in everything, just in case she wasn't here. I remember coming out of a bath, and she goes, oh, the tip of your penis is the softest. That's the most enjoyable part.
Yeah.
And I,
you were, like, smart guy, but with just masturbation.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
Those are my two earliest memories are that and her telling
me. She told you that when you were a baby, when she had breast cancer?
Super little. She just gotten over breast cancer, but she was still, like, living like that. Mm-hmm. And then the only other thing.
Telling you how to eat pussy when you're like, a year old.
She had charts. Yeah. The whole thing.
Some guys find their dad's porn stash, and Anthony just found his mom an instructional video.
My dad had so much porn.
Handwritten manual.
So much porn. And then also I found out what he did like a year later, but I didn't get it at the time. Mm-hmm. But he had, when I was like 8 years old, I found a printed out photo from my computer of a woman being like gangbanged, right? Oh.
And
like
a bunch
of dicks everywhere, right? But then one of his cop friends' face on her face, and for a year I just did not know what the fuck was going on. Mm-hmm. And then I found out that they would like print these photos and put them in their lockers, and it was like, harassing guys they didn't like, and I just assumed, oh, he's a cop, he's his friend, and he's just my father being a bully, I guess.
Did you ever like meet that guy and not know? You know what I mean?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I went to the job the day he retired. Me and my sisters went there, and I was pretty young when he retired. I think I was in seventh grade or something. Mm. And I remember they got him a big tit cake. It was like two huge boobs, and the nipples were TNT. Because he was on the bomb squad. They were like TNT bombs. And then they let us like walk, and see the prisoners. It's cool.
So they're like, remember when that lady had her tits blown off by a bomb? Because you were too slow to defuse it.
And it was a cake.
Yeah, that reminded her of that.
But and so your father was a mobster?
Yeah, he was a made guy. Yeah, in a family.
Not that made.
I don't know how made, but
made enough, right? Yeah. Made, wow. Yeah. Racine, does that make you jealous at all?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah? You don't wish you had any connections to something like that? You obviously have connections on some, like, is there like a glass you can break and then all of a sudden you get a mob help?
Yeah, there's like a bad signal.
Yeah, it's just something, like, right? Yeah. There is
it's a tank top
something.
And a gun, and if they see that in
the
sky.
You ever see Attack on Titan? It's an anime.
Oh, sure,
They bite themselves and then they become the Titan. You know, you kind of bite yourself and then you drop blood on the ground, you know?
Yeah, man, it's just like that Japanese animated show. Yeah, man, it's like just like it. No, I have no idea. I mean, the extent of like his family now still being involved, like, I mean, that's not something I can sort of talk about.
Can't even ask about. Yes,
but
yes, yes.
But yeah, I mean, like, going back to what you're saying,
You never knew your dad, right?
No, he died when I was a baby.
Yeah.
So I never knew him. I just have stories from my mom and then the newspaper.
That is really, really sad when someone dies when their kid is a baby, because it's like you never get any kind of relationship.
Yeah, you never got to ask him how accurate Goodfellas was. Or
Yeah, what if all my questions were just like dumb? You know what I mean? Just like,
you
that's
get
so
newspaper
funny.
Articles. Now, do you go to the library? Is it like a scene in It or something? Like, are you trying to piece together? Are you trying to piece together? And then it's like, oh, wait, is that how you found out? Like, was it in the basement of a library?
No, man, I just want to
like trying to figure out Freddy Krueger.
was just, you know, this was like, you know, I was 30 at the time when I found out. So this is like 10 years ago.
That's
so
kind of insane.
The internet had been out for a while.
30 years old.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what was the story that they told you before?
So my mom told me before.
Anthony, your father was a secret agent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was a baseball player.
He was basically like James Bond. she just superimposed his face like the way your dad did on like Roger Moore.
Yeah, she's like said all that stuff. Then I like saw the Bourne Identity, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
But no, she said...
No, that movie's based on your father.
Yeah.
It was like there was a firefighter with a gambling debt, and he's like, I need you to pretend he ran into the building on 9/11. Just if Anthony ever asks, he ran into the building on 9/11.
Anthony, your father was Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
He could have been a great president. Yeah. But, Yeah, no, she had told me...
Mom,
just...
I was born in 1984.
I get the dates mixed up.
Yeah.
It's frazzled. Yeah. She had told me basically just little hints just about him, who he was, but nothing like his line of work or anything like that. So basically she was just like, yeah, your dad, he was like, he was a tough guy, you know, he's a funny guy, he was this, he was that. And then when I was 18... that's when I met my cousin from my father's side. I'd never met anyone from my father's side. I met my cousin from my father's side playing basketball. And I was like, oh, you're my cousin. He was like, I'm your cousin from your father's side. That's when I was like very excited, went home, told my mom. And that's when she told me. But she didn't tell me everything. She just told me like, oh, your dad was involved in this kind of life.
Yeah.
And then
and she kind of had to say it to dodge the eventual, I mean, someone was going to tell you. You were.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think she just wanted to be the one instead of me kind of finding out on my own or like becoming friends and then, you know, like, I don't know, getting like absorbed into whatever that life is. But I mean, yeah. I was pretty far gone. I was 18, but she was also just scared.
That was the same thing with me, but about my uncle being gay. My mom was like, let's wait till he's older. I swear, it's real.
She sat you down.
Yeah, I wanted to like wait till I was older for me to know. And then, and the way I found out
Scott,
was...
Scott, you're 31 years old. It's time you knew the truth.
I was, you know, 11, and...
Your uncle kisses boys.
He's, like, dancing in a cage behind Scott. The feather bow on.
We were at a... it was my other uncle's, like, wake or whatever, and then we all went to my aunt's, and I was watching television with my gay uncle, and I didn't know he was gay, and I was just calling the things I saw on television gay.
Right.
You know, it's when you're in middle school, so you're just, like, boom, 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 going crazy, you know? And then my sisters were getting real shitty
middle school
with me.
Yeah,
yeah. You know?
I haven't done that in a very long time.
And my sisters were snapping on me, and I was like, and I think I like, you know, made reference to them being like lesbians for not, for not letting
that's
me
so
call
funny.
These gays.
You just keep hitting everybody.
Oh yeah, dude,
up.
I'm just going wild, you know.
What the hell's going on with this family?
And then my uncle was like, there might be gay people at the funeral tomorrow, and then you know, and then I kept making jokes about that, like, hey, what would a gay funeral be like? You know, like, yeah, like I always wanted to be a comic, you know. So, it's not a bug.
Do you remember any of the details you said?
That's so.
And then, and then the next
more
day,
more like a fuck me in the ass roll.
So then the next day, my sisters were like, Scott, Uncle Robert's gay. You can't be doing that. That was so embarrassing. And then my dad walked in the room, and I was like, Dad, Uncle Robert's not gay, is he? And then my dad turns around and goes, Jer! My mother's name is Jerry. He goes, talk to your son!
It's so funny.
Yeah. And then she told me, and I was like, oh, you should have just told me. I would have, yeah.
How old were you?
11 or 12. 11. Had to be 11.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Oh. It's not bad.
No, it is, you know, you're in middle school. That's when you get those, you know, that's when you get
that. What did you, right after that, were
that's
you?
That's what going through puberty is. It's shedding that, too.
Yeah,
you
of
know?
Course.
Yeah.
Were you different towards him after that, or were like, did you say?
No, no, and then it just became obvious what
right,
he was.
Right,
you know,
right.
I remember one time my parents got in a fight, and he lived with my one aunt, so we went to stay with my aunt at like 2 a.m., and he ran down the steps, and he just had like the shortest jean, like he cut his jeans to be the shortest, and it was like, oh, little things like that, you
right.
know?
Right, he had
and
a cape on that's like, come
for it. I have another uncle, and right. like, yeah.
Scott was like, oh, he's dressed like a cop, just like my dad.
They both have partners.
but you're fine. I mean, okay, but there's a man before the mob, right? What was he before that?
Yeah, I mean, he was...
Just worked at a deli?
Well, I mean, yeah, he worked in the mailroom of the Star-Ledger. Yeah.
And he got him that way.
No, man, but he was part of a family.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like, he was
so
kind of born and raised into it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you know, you come of age and then you start doing
work. He's like stealing cars at 12 or whatever.
Probably,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Those, like, whatever those, like, little, like, harebrained scams are. You know, like, early, like, organized crime scams where, like, I don't know, they're kind of like little rascals a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it goes along and you're like, yeah, it's a little more serious.
Do you wish you had a little bit of that in you?
Do I?
Yeah. I would love to. I mean, that sounds like you make money that way, you know? Like having you know, the mob brain. That's a hustle. That's hustle brain.
What,
you
like
know?
Ripping off bread trucks?
I would assume if mob guys were allowed to make like hustle videos, they would, you know? But they're criminals, so they don't.
Wait, man.
But they're like the most hustlers.
Unpack it a little bit. What do you mean, like,
right,
hustle video?
I'm going to teach you how to beat up this hot dog vendor.
Yeah, like those are the
10% of his money.
You think they should be all over
he's
YouTube?
Selling courses.
No, the guy. Making the most money are criminals, and they can't make the hey, here's how to make money videos. That's all I'm saying.
You think
I mean, that's hilarious.
Sell their bodies for money, guys. There's a little side hustle. No one's talking about it. Getting women to sell pussy.
All right, so we're just gonna unbox this baseball bat real quick. That's so funny.
Hey guys, I'm gonna show you how to cut a prostitute's face if she doesn't. it's a shame this guy can't be on YouTube.
Oh, that's right. Did I violate community guidelines again?
Oh, you know, big tech and their censorship of my channel.
That's amazing.
For that aspect, that's why I would want it. Well,
you're not saying you'd be making more money right now. Think of
more.
These fucking guys and what they've done. You know, like
sure.
with the, you know what they do. You
well,
want
see,
that?
The thing is,
you
right, like,
I would love that.
All right, YouTube.
Like you don't think like an Italian would be good at a mobster. Sorry, like that the promotional aspect of comedy. Like you don't think your father would be good at that because he's a mobster.
What do you mean? Like, what's his,
yeah,
like...
The trickery of comedy that we're not fucking good at. Would your dad be good at it?
That requires, like, work, though.
Yeah, exactly. No,
all right.
I don't know,
man. First of all, hit that like and subscribe button.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to the butcher shop. We're going to get a horse head, and we're going to put it in a producer's bed. Because he won't give in to our union.
Yeah. You might hear a woman screaming in the background. You don't hear that.
You actually don't hear that. Listen one.
You know, Elon Musk is going to buy Twitter and then things are going to be different. But I guess that's the thing with the mob is like you think that some of these schemes are like creative, but they're really not. It's
right.
Just like when you really look at what they are, it's just like stealing.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They just
no disrespect you father.
No, anything, it's fine, you know.
No.
You know, but yeah, they do they concoct these. They think it's like Ocean's 11. You're
you're
just holding up a cement truck.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not
yeah.
this isn't rocket
or
science.
Or you're like price gouging
right.
Yeah.
It's kid stuff, right? It's
kind of. Yeah. Really it is kind of the way kids think in terms of like how to get
money. How do we make money?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's ring every doorbell in the neighborhood.
I'm fucking
kill him.
I'm fucking street smart.
Yeah.
Your purse, bitch.
Like not everybody would think of that. You know?
Yeah.
Not even would see an innocent person and think I should rob her.
It is funny because there is like one actual mafia YouTuber, like Michael Franchese, who did the gasoline scam and then he got out and now he's like a YouTuber.
Yeah.
But his whole hook is like, yo, I'm gonna teach you how to be like better at business and your like negotiations.
So yeah,
and
it's like you did one thing. It was just the gas scam. Like unless it's this video over and over again, you don't know anything.
And somehow he pops up on every single like YouTube video about the mafia. And it's like mobster watches The Irishman.
Right.
And like I don't care.
Yeah.
Go to
anymore,
church or something.
I watched it already. Yeah.
Mobster plays Crash Bandicoot. You know, this furry animal's not bad.
Well, because like I rewatched Goodfellas.
Can I get more coins in my bag somehow?
He has like that's like part of his hook is he'll just like as a mobster review mob movies and like so his review of Goodfellas has like a million views and I watched it because it was like how realistic is this
you
know.
Yeah. What did he say about Goodfellas?
He liked it. What did he say? He said Henry Hill.
He gets real, like, on it. Like, you know, Chris Farley and, like, on SNL. He was like, was that cool? Like, was he like, was it real? It's real, right? Goodfellas is real, right? He said that?
He said it was like Henry Hill made up some of that stuff, basically, he said. He said it was, like, mostly realistic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had a lot of good words about Pesci and stuff. And he's, like, briefly mentioned in it. That scene at the cabana, I think, or whatever it is, they name drop him, but he's not like an actual character in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he said he like saw it with his current wife, and she like turned to him and was like, "Is this what it was like?" Because she'd like had no idea about it, and then like right after that, it was like the Billy Batts murder scene, and he like took her out of the movie.
What did she think though?
I don't know. I guess she's cool with it. They're still together.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, from, you know, everything I've seen, like, Goodfellas, Sopranos especially, like, it seems to paint, like, a super accurate picture based on what my mom has told me.
And she can watch that now, stuff easy peasy?
Actually, yeah, like, I think she's sort of, like, compartmentalized it so much that, like, I think when you go through it, like, when it's real, when you see it as, like, entertainment, you can separate the two a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Now, what do you know about your father's life that you were told? Any details or any, like, specifics?
I mean, like, you know, there's, like, little details, like, she'll tell me about, like, just him as a person, which are, like, interesting, just in terms of, like, he saw Funny Girl on Broadway 7 times. You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, little kind of things like that where I'm like, you know, do you think about that? And
yeah,
then
he had a Lisa Frank folder.
Yeah. Well, she'll say, like, that, like, the other day, and she'll just say things kind of pretty off, like, offhandedly. Yeah. Like, we were just in her apartment. She got something out of her cabinet, and then she just goes, oh, your dad used to have, like, fake cabinets, like, in the house to hide, like, his guns and money. And, like, and then she was like, he was funny, too. He'd always joke how the carpenter wasn't around anymore. And I was like, hilarious. Like, yeah, he killed the carpenter. Probably. But so yeah, she's told me stuff just like, cause I, you know, whatever
I would joke about how 16-year-olds are basically adults.
Yeah. You know how laws differ from state to state. Like that was like a thing he'd talk about a lot. But yeah, that the organized crime, like that side, that's all stuff like you kind of just read about. That's like, you know, just like public information. And then like the more like human stuff, those are the things she's told me, to kind of round him out as a person.
You ever, like, try to, like, reach out to, I don't know, maid guys or his associates to learn more about him?
No.
I guess it's a good idea.
No, I want to live.
Yeah, and they go, you want in? And you're like, I'm thinking more comedy bit about it.
Yeah. I'm thinking we could do a joint how-to video together. Maybe interview with a vampire.
You recorded that for a podcast? You betrayed me.
That's the one great thing. It's like, I mean, these guys, they don't know how to get on Patreon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it is funny. They also seem to, like, love attention. So yes. I wonder if, like, maybe if your dad survived, maybe you guys would be doing a podcast together.
Yeah, it's possible, yeah.
Because, like, they love, like, their YouTube videos. And
is that a mob thing or an Italian thing, though?
It's probably an Italian thing, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
just guys.
Because you don't see, like, other crime people
like
doing that.
Like the Yakuza?
Kind of. Yeah, you don't see Yakuza's being like,
don't do it, Mike. Don't do it.
Welcome to
Movie Phone.
I'm going to review Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Today we're going to review Swords.
Yeah. No, but they all love being like consultants on movies. Yeah. And being like, oh, yeah, I was there when we shot that guy in the head. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's like all Italians. We're all like song and dance guys. You know what I mean? So it's like, it just fits the bill. And then if you give them a reason to talk, of course, they love to talk.
Yeah.
And now the mob, do you think it's just as prevalent? Is that the word now? Like now? Do you think there's as many mobsters and it's just under wraps?
Well, it's hard to figure out. It's hard to like think about what they're doing, really.
Yeah. It's called the U.S. government, Scott.
Yeah.
No, I think about that because I go like, they didn't let ladies do it, you know? And they go like, but are they letting them do it now? And, like, and that's why we don't, like, maybe we don't even know. Like, are we not, like...
Is the mob still killing and gay guys? Have they accepted Pride Month yet?
Yeah,
every female-owned like cupcake shop is run by the mafia now.
Yeah. You don't know Melissa's last name, but it has a lot of vowels.
Melissa Gugliano.
Is this a gnocchi cupcake?
I remember my my cousin Stacy got married, and her last name is now it doesn't matter, right? Campolaterra, and like my uncle was just like no, oh, yeah. Campolaterra, like he was just so crushed by it. We're not Italian at all.
Why? Because it was super Italian.
Yeah, he just hated it. You know, then you ask him why, and he's like, "Oh, I dated a girl who was Italian." Right, you know, right, they always have like a reason that doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
So, do we think Scott's dad ever arrested Anthony's dad?
Oh, that's a great question.
Now, your
question.
Mother lives in an area that's where, like, my
Very
father
true.
Worked.
Yeah. You know? Where was your dad a cop?
My dad was a cop in Passaic County.
Oh, okay. It's possible.
Because I think Luis Gomez's dad got stabbed when my dad was, like, on.
On duty. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to take a walk
Slowly,
right now.
Slowly but surely figure out that Scott's dad did it.
Bro, plant the knife Anthony's on him. Stabbed him in his chest.
Anthony's dad paid Scott's dad to kill Lewis's dad.
It's very possible.
No, it's all connected. Small world.
Man. And you were just completely raised by your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole life, you just have no idea he's this person.
No.
And she doesn't act a way that's at all. I mean, she acts like a lady, like a mom. Yeah. And that's why I think you're so sweet
what did she
and nice.
Tell you? Yeah, no, it is weird to think that. Well, first of all, I want to know what she told you about about your dad.
Yeah. So, I mean, all she told me growing up was that, like, he died in a car accident.
Okay.
And, like, it was interesting.
And he technically died
she was in
a car.
Yeah.
It exploded.
It was half right. Yeah.
He was in the trunk. But,
yeah. But, yeah, all she had.
Oh, he must have been playing around in the trunk and got locked in
there. Yeah, he never knew how to drive.
your father always liked carpets, being wrapped up in them, you know.
He died in a carpet accident. No, Anthony, I said carpet accident.
So she just told me, that she told me how he died, and then, like, was very, like, you know, my mom is very cheerful, and she's very, like, put on a brave face for anything, but when she would talk about my dad, like, she would get very serious, and, like, her energy would change so much that, like, I felt bad asking about him because it seemed to make her feel so bad, so I really didn't. And then, like, she, in third grade, only told me, because I hadn't grown since first grade, she was worried about bullying, she just told me that he was a guy who didn't take shit from anyone, and, like, she was like, have a little bit of that on you. So that's really all I knew about him, and then, like, whatever I would ask, like, were obviously, like, things I would want in him, so she would just agree to them. You know what I mean? Like, like I played basketball in high school. I would be like, what was his height? And she was, like, 6'5", which was, like, such an obvious lie.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, that's kind of what she did to string me along. And then, like, how sullen she looked, I never asked. And then at 18... I was playing basketball and I saw, you know, my cousin on the court, and that was a moment for her where she was like, oh, I have to tell you now about him. Oh. So she was pretty good about being super protective. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Damn, dog.
Yeah, and I guess, like, I mean, you must think about, like, what would have happened if he had survived and, like, the kind of person that you would be.
Totally, man. Yeah.
I think you'd be a worse person, maybe better off as, like, a guy who... you know, knows how to do things. Like, you know, I don't know if that makes any sense. But, you know,
I wouldn't be such a pushover, that's for sure.
Yeah, like, you probably wouldn't be doing comedy, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, and you would have, like...
We were talking about that before, though. Are we pushovers, or are we just, like...
Oh, we didn't say that on air. That was before.
Yeah, right.
People raised by their mothers,
yeah,
are they?
I mean, basically, I feel like I was raised by my mother for the most part. But what I got from my dad is so fucking valuable. And
windshield wipers.
Yeah.
Here's how you turn off the camera. Before you confront the BLM protesters.
Yeah. How to look the other way. He told you all kinds of stuff.
And your dad was completely active or kind of staring at a wall? Sean?
He was just, like, tired a lot. I mean, he was involved in my life, but he worked for the airline, so he'd be, like, up at, like, 3 or 4 a.m. Like, get the plane ready for takeoff. And
That's a big thing that you didn't go through, but I saw a lot of friends go through where kids hate their dads because of their schedule. It's just, and they think, oh, what a fucking ass. You know, he is tired when I see him, and it's just, dude, life stinks. You know?
That must be, like, a boomer thing, though, where it's, like, I'm going to just provide.
Yeah.
They must think that that's all they're supposed to do. Because was all my dad really did, which is he went to work a lot.
Provide. And, it definitely gives you purpose, which is kind of nice, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel that urge.
Like,
I'm
the opposite. Like, I spend a lot of time on my kid and I make no money at all. But I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'll just be like, look, I know you're getting bullied for your Walmart shoes. Let me go into class, actually. Let me talk to your class. And I'm like, yeah, I heard, first of all, I think your dads are suckers, actually, for buying you nicer shoes. Because he's going to outgrow these. So if any of you fucks want to bully my kid, I think your dads are fucking cucked by capitalism. That's what I think.
Yeah. Like... What were you saying, Sean?
Oh, I was just going to ask Anthony, like, do you know about the circumstances of your dad's death? I mean, in that lifestyle, I would imagine there's
I mean, you guys nailed it before. Yeah. He was, you know, found in a trunk.
Yeah.
So, you know, the extent of it, like, I can't get, like, too much into, but, like, he didn't rat or anything like that. He just made the wrong move within the confines of the world. And, he was, they found him in a trunk.
Jeez.
See, that's a bummer, though.
Sorry,
like,
I gotta do this thing.
Kind of, yeah.
But didn't they know
one of those
that he
dickheads,
had,
just one of them.
But didn't they know that he had, like, a new baby? Like, couldn't they have, like, given him a pass or given him a warning or something? Like,
yeah,
I mean, right. I don't know. We don't have to get into, like, what he did. But you would think, like, it's just not a good way of life that you're just gonna take somebody's father away.
Yeah.
You know.
Anthony's dad laughed at Uncle Junior when he fell down. that was the end of him.
Yeah, that's the part I didn't want to say. They don't take kind to well.
But we were calling ourselves pushover. I don't even know if it's a pushover thing, but it's, we had types of moms that my mom wasn't like was your mother like a catty type person?
No.
Same.
She's like a mouse.
And I think there's two types of guys raised by women, and one is like, there's like kind of reserved women who are like sweet and you almost feel the urge to like entertain them and take care of them even when you're 9,
Yeah, totally.
You're like, you're dating your mom,
yeah,
right?
That's what it feels like. Yes.
And then you end up being sweet, and then there's guys raised by just moms, but their mom is such a rotten bitch, you know?
Right.
And so they walk around like Kanye. Oh, wait, Kanye was mom, not a bitch. But no, I'm sorry. I don't mean that down to.
It's down to us, the listener.
But it's like there's an obvious like shit talking to her.
Kanye West, I think.
You can tell when a guy is like, you know, like where it's like, oh, he's not acting like when a guy is being a bitch. He's acting like when a girl is being a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I've noticed a lot of times that's when a guy is raised by, you know, a woman and seen her. When she gets mad or when she tries to make someone feel bad. You know, there's like different ways people try to make people feel bad.
Yeah.
And some women have a specific way. And when guys learn it, ooh.
What's like an example?
I don't know. What is this fucking homework now, Anthony?
No, man. Example?
No,
I will walk out of this room.
You introduced
it
like a really interesting
concept. And then Mike's supposed to give an example. And then Sean's supposed to explain about how he read a thing that backs up that example.
Yeah. Right.
This is what the podcast is.
I think I know. Sometimes women like know how to hurt you, maybe, but I don't know, because I feel like
I guess guys do it.
I feel like when I get into like an argument on Twitter or something, if somebody comes at me, like I start looking into their, you know, their profile picture, whatever information that I have, and I try to assess and I try to think. I try to be like, what's the thing that's gonna hurt you?
Yeah,
because some guy said some not nice stuff on Twitter about my wife a couple weeks ago, and then I like posted a picture of my wife and I said, "Well, this is what she looks like." And then he said some more not nice things, and I'm like, "You're a homosexual." I'm like, "You're a closeted homosexual." And then he like didn't tweet for like 2 weeks after that, and then
sends Mike a thank you weeks later.
I hope he does. Yeah, I hope I showed him to God. You know,
He's blowing Scott's uncle.
I hope he's blowing Scott's uncle right now. Yeah.
I also think that's very much a comic thing too. You know what I mean? Where
to
it's like go for the jugular, and because like if we're pressed up against a wall, it's like, okay, how can I find the most succinct way and like accurate way to hurt you? Because I just want this to be over. You know what I mean? Like I'm not naturally a confrontational person, so like what that means is that like, oh, I'm gonna go as hard as possible because I just want the confrontation.
Yeah, ooh, that's good. That's why I do not engage with people online, because one, I don't know if they're joking or not, and then I snap on a guy who, because even if I snap on a guy who wasn't joking, if he feels dumb, he's just gonna go, "I was joking."
Right.
How the fuck do I know? Yeah. So I don't engage.
I do
want
to say though, I did look up that guy like recently, like maybe about a week ago, and he said something else. He like called some other woman like fat, and it like the thing was over. But I was just like, "Dude, this is something a mean gay guy says." And
I went back to see what he was doing,
see what he was up to, and I was like, "Dude, this is literally something a mean gay guy says." And then I muted him so I wouldn't see what he said back to me.
Well, also, if people are commenting, have you ever commented on a thing, like feeling like that you're a fan of, you know? It seems a bit.
I usually
nuts
try
to
keep
me.
Them positive, but every once in a while, like I'll be on TikTok, and I'll see a video, and I go, now I understand wanting to bully someone until they kill themselves.
Wait, you'll write
so
that.
Bad.
You'll write that.
No, but I'll have the urge. I'll have the,
impulse the urge to write
to write something hateful. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I guess it is up there to be judged, but man, some people really think that's what it's there for. Like, it's just everything they go through is here is my opinion on this.
Yeah, I get it when you're younger because you're like so unfeeling.
You know what I mean?
What
are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's also you're unfeeling. You don't have much to do.
Right.
And like having an opinion on shit makes you feel
like adult.
Smart.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
the only thing your brain knows how to do. It's
totally.
Like an opinion. That's what your brain is for.
But to have the time to comment as like you're older is like, that sounds crazy to me.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Like this podcast, we're kind of in like the lower level right now in terms of the sweet spot where we have like a small fan base, but we don't have a big fan base. And I've noticed like the podcast that like once you have a fan base where you like make your living off of it, you'll get a lot more of this hate. And I think part of it is, you know, maybe some of it's jealousy, but also part of it is that's part of the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Like once you're a fan of something,
right.
If you can piss off the host or like gossip about them or like cause drama in their lives, you actually get more free show out of it. Like they do an hour to a week, but if you can piss them off on Twitter and make them very angry, it's like, well, I'm getting bonus content.
Yeah, yeah.
This is an extra episode where Mike calls me a homosexual.
Yeah, this might just be a Patreon member that's been doing this the whole time.
It might be, yeah.
And then there's the defenders, like, and that's even sometimes more, you know, the defenders of the person, you on Twitter, and it's like, oh no, it's all bad. I don't think I've ever. I wrote one wrestler in my life, I guess. But that I just told
what
him.
What did you write him?
You know, everyone went
it's
to the show
like
and they didn't go there to see him. But then when I was walking out, like everybody was talking about him. So I was like, hey, you should know this.
It's almost
then
like.
He gave me the thumbs up. I was like, you motherfucker. I've also, you know, come to think about it, I've reached out to a few people in our lives who have, like, deceased loved ones.
Uh-huh.
And they just never wrote me back about a thing like that. That's kind of nuts, right?
What do you mean? You saying, like,
I'm
so
hey,
sorry?
I'm so sorry if you're any, and then they don't write back.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
probably have other things on their minds.
What are you nuts?
That's like a big part of it.
Is
sitting down answering text messages.
Are you insane?
No more than that, honestly. A little more than that.
Just imagine,
they
like
just keep leaving them on red.
My mom dies the worst That's day so, of my life, yeah. And Scott is like, this motherfucker did not like the message I sent him.
Scott keeps coming back in line at the wake to keep saying I'm sorry until they say thank you.
Did your father have a wake? He couldn't even have a wake, right?
No, I mean, they had a wake. My mom, that's, like, the part that, like, is, like, tough to hear. Because, like, my mom is like, yeah, I had to sit through the funeral and, like, be most likely around the person that killed him. And, like, shake their hand and kiss their cheek and,
shit.
Like, sit there in the front and just guess.
Guys, talk about drama. Am I right?
Meow.
Talk about a tense situation.
Sounds like a reality show.
Yeah, it does. Who in this room?
We are pretty dramatic, huh?
Huh? Who?
Italians,
yeah,
sure, but that's extra dramatic, you know. I mean, but they made it that way because they're Italian. They go, let's make this funeral dramatic, you know, and they kill a guy and then show up to it.
I'm gonna kill a guy and then kiss his
kiss his wife on the cheek. Yeah. Anything you need,
yeah,
disgusting.
Yeah, they did that in Sopranos.
Yeah.
Oh, they do that in the Sopranos.
Yeah, like
yeah.
It's Anthony's first memory is like people at his father's funeral saying, you know, he had a good life. He fucked a lot of women.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
slept with a lot of women.
Yeah. Well, that's a big thing with like, so that's the opposite with drug addicts. When a drug addict dies, like their crew doesn't come at all.
Right.
Because they have to stay away because they're afraid of getting arrested, things like that. Right.
Well, Italians, it's like respect. No matter what they do,
they still
like,
have to go.
They have this warped version of respect. So like in their culture, it's like that's such a sign of respect. Like killing a guy and then showing up at his funeral in their head. There's like
a degree, you know. So you have to like really, you know. You're gonna like wow people with an idea, Italian guy. And so it's like wow, you're not gonna believe how he could kill a guy and nobody knows that he did it. It's a magician of sorts.
Right.
Snart. Yeah. That's pretty wicked, man. Yeah, no, I wanted to have you on because it's like you are one of the nicest people I know for sure. Would you agree, Mike?
Yeah. For sure.
And then it's like all women, and I go, that's why.
You know, it's funny about women. Like stand-up, like, I've told Anthony, he's one of my favorite stand-ups.
I've never seen Anthony, like, get mad or anything. Yeah.
So I've seen Anthony get mad. Now, really? I've seen you get mad, and you're just a guy mad.
I wonder if he's hiding some rage or something.
No, I mean, I don't know. It's not so much that I'm hiding it as much as it's just there, and then, like, and yeah, I mean, it'll come out. It'll come out in a way that's like very unfiltered and very like, oh, I can't control this thing, which is like kind of scary. You know what I mean? And I think it's like, yeah, also knowing like who my father was or like what could be the other side of the coin of like giving into that. It's like definitely a part of me.
That's what your mom didn't tell you your whole life, because you do kind of go like, what can I be? And then you look at, you know, your family and you go, oh, I mean. I think I ruined some of my 20s by just like pretending to be characteristics of my father, because I thought that was how you become a person. You take some of your mom, you take some of your dad, and you go out there and see what happens. And then fucking he made me bomb. but yeah, I do that. And you not having that, but thinking you might and avoiding it is interesting. Yeah.
What if DeVito has like a midlife crisis where he decides to hunt down his father's killers?
And they're all nursing homes.
Yeah, they're all like so old and confused.
Which is the way to do it.
Are you my grandson? I'm like, I'm here to kill you. And they're like, what?
Would you?
I have a question. I was going to beat this old man to death.
I'm not going to get into details. Yeah. But would
I guess
you
I'll just
like,
do my weekend.
Would you like beat a man who had a stroke? Like if you know he was a piece of shit and you knew like no one would be around and he's just walking down a street. Would you run past him and whack him in the back of the fucking head?
Look, if you had a vendetta,
what is this question?
Okay, ready? It's a person. I can't get into too much detail.
Oh, okay.
But say there's a human being who, like, let's just say they got something wrong with them. Let's just say they got something wrong with them, right? Let's just say they got something wrong with them.
Let's say they own a slaughterhouse.
But they didn't. They didn't have something wrong with them, right?
Uh-huh.
And you would have definitely fought them if they didn't have something wrong with them. But now they have something wrong with them, so you can't. You still fight them?
I guess it would depend on how big of a piece of shit they
are. Yeah, what do they do to me?
I love this.
Well, I can't disclose.
Right. It took me a minute that Scott was like talking about. So I thought he was just like, if you just saw a guy having a stroke, would you just kick his ass?
I thought it was abstract. No. I didn't think it was something you had already done and you want comfort for.
Scott's like, how do you make a doctor's appointment?
Yo, what are beans?
You're
hearing about them. Yeah, I know.
Are beans and lentils like different?
I know.
Anthony was with me the first time I had cheesecake. We all went to, I forget where, right?
That was years ago after Caroline's.
And they videotaped it, and I had cheesecake. We would do that sometimes. We'd go places.
This is good as hell.
Yeah, and I just tried things for the first time. I never had things. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. You guys all went to Caroline's.
And like, we had a nice place. It's just, like, the choices are so. You got good cooking? At the very least?
No, not really.
No.
Everyone always thinks that, like Italian grandmother, great cook.
Yeah, I got maybe some of the lamest cooking ever.
Yeah.
I've come to realize as I've learned to cook, you know? You got good cooking or you're the cook in your family?
My grandma was good. My mom was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom, I mean, truly trash. Like, I think it's crazy.
Yeah. We went to the Olive Garden a couple times, which I thought was kind of weird.
As an Italian?
Yeah, I was like 8 years old and being like, what are we doing here?
Feeling like you're betraying
like,
someone?
I feel like I was better than above the Olive Garden. Yeah. Like, this is disgusting.
I always thought that too, man. This is
really?
I would always be like, this is for Metagons. It's like, this isn't for us.
Yeah.
Metagons?
It's like slang for like non-Italian.
That's amazing.
Mm. Yeah.
And then your mother
should
cooked?
Go. See if
she's a terrible cook.
Really?
Yeah.
That's white shit.
Irish people just kind of boil everything.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I've become a master.
Have you?
At cooking.
Oh,
yeah.
What do you make?
Well, I do like fresh diary. You know, like they like mail me meals and then I read the instructions.
You're a master at making fresh diary.
Motherfucker! I put it on the skillet
you're so
and all
crazy.
The things. I put it
you're
on
a
the
master.
Yeah, I put
you're
it in the oven.
A box.
I become a master.
I'm so good at reading that card they sent.
Yeah, they read it. It's a card. It's
using
a card.
You're like, I follow all the directions.
You have to cut it. You have to cut it.
You're out of your mind.
And what the fuck? It's just directions.
And
what is a cookbook? What's the difference between a cookbook and a thing that they send you in the mail? That's a card.
Well, because. I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and
no,
then
what?
I,
that's
now.
A, that's
yeah, no, don't let him off the hook.
I know, though. Because you do it one time, and then you know forever.
And they send you the exact ingredients.
Yeah,
it's not like you have to.
To
will send you, like, a thing of sour cream that's, like, squeeze
that's,
it in.
Okay,
right.
That's true. But you're not just paying for the meal. You're paying to learn how to make that meal forever.
Right, yeah.
And I've become something, like, really special.
But did you ever make the stuff not
No, never once. But I could, I think. You know?
It's kind of tough to go to the store every week.
Oh, dude, I don't even know the vegetables. Yeah, they go. Yeah. Thank God there's pictures of the things. You know, yeah, I never heard of half of this shit. It's crazy.
Roots?
Yeah.
Yo, what's an apple? Must be new or something.
Caleri?
They didn't have those when we were kids. They just had cigarettes.
Your mom smoked?
Before I was born.
Oh, wow. Okay. You grew up with smokers? I think that's the thing. I think there's like smoker type people. Like you could tell who grew up with people who smoked, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Most of my aunt smoked, but that was really it. Not a ton of smokers. But everybody. Yeah, no, I think because of more women, I'm like, you know, there's not that, like, I guess, like, I don't know, sometimes, like, I'll feel it, too, as, like, a guy where you feel this, like, need to, like, oh, I gotta, like, put it all, I'll go to jail tonight for a little thing, where it's, like, I don't know, they were more, like, oh, we'll let more go, so I think, like, they fostered that in me a little bit.
Yeah. Which is super important.
Yeah.
Is there anything you feel like you missed out on, like, not having a dad around? Like, what do you wish that you had a dad around for? I wish I had a dad who listened to music.
What type of music would you preferably like him to listen to?
No, I guess I just wish I had a dad who was like a person in any way.
Yeah, you should ask him what kind of music he likes. He might like music.
Yeah.
I was thinking earlier, like, what if Deb was having an affair and she's like talking on the phone with the guy and she's like, Mike's in the room. You're going to have to sing. Because autistic people don't hear music.
Yeah.
It was like a bad callback. But I was like, you know, it's in your head and you're like, you might as well just say it because you'll regret it if you don't say it.
Here's a bad callback.
He's like, I can't wait to fuck you again in the house where you live with your husband and your son.
It's like an R. Kelly song.
Yeah.
Mike's like, my ears, I gotta go. My ears are hurting. I don't know what that is.
I'll be gone for 1 to 4 hours.
I'll be at the airport looking at planes. I don't know, man. I mean, like, yeah, maybe some kind of, like, some confrontational stuff where, like, I wish it wasn't, like, not that it's scary, but, like, I just, like, my whole body heats up. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like, yeah, for some reason, I'm, like, afraid of people. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You're talking about as you're getting into an argument?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, as I get into an argument, I definitely, there's a shakiness to it. And I often wonder.
I wonder if everybody feels
if this
that.
Gets yeah, maybe. Even more escalated. Will I just wake up 5 minutes from now? You know, like laying on the ground,
right?
Not in a blackout,
right.
And I beat up a guy. Like,
no, but I know
what
you
my
mean.
Body work. I'm kind of jelly in this moment.
I'm shaking. My whole body's hot. I could
That's
feel
adrenaline.
Myself sweating. It's like
you need
to
learn how to focus that adrenaline.
I got into a fight with this guy over a parking spot, like a middle-aged like guy, and I thought I saw him on the street, and I was like, oh no. But then I had to remind myself, like, just don't.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
right.
It's fine.
Yeah, I got in a fight with a guy at Pizza Hut like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I really thought I was about to fight a guy. And it was the first time I was okay with it. And it was just because he was very small. You know, that's the thing. Were you
the bagel boss guy?
Yeah, it was a child. What happened?
I order, dude. You walk in Pizza Hut. You can't sit down there anymore. There's barely any Pizza Huts. It's a whole.
That's
they
crazy.
Don't. Yeah, they talk about the baby food or whatever the fuck. No one talks about the Pizza Hut though. You know. Yeah, everyone goes, the formula. What about the pepperoni? And so anyway, so I go there and I order a thing and I waited 40 minutes inside of the place. And then I go, hey,
Arby's is like that too. I went to an Arby's and they were like, please be patient. Please be patient with people who did come to work today. As we know, there's a labor shortage and it's like you're paying these people dog shit.
Yeah, so
I'm watching the girl go from the drive-thru to the counter.
Yeah,
right,
so he goes,
you know?
So I go, hey, can I get my whatever? And he's like, that's not a thing. I paid for my meal. I have a ticket.
Oh, it was a Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
And
really?
He's like,
You almost fought a minimum wage service worker.
I'm a less than minimum wage fucking worker. You know what I mean? I should be fighting everybody.
At
least this guy gets free pizza sometimes.
Yeah. The fight was Scott was in a Pizza Hut and he saw a guy having a stroke and he saw an opportunity.
And I said, where's my... And he was like, oh, you don't have a pizza? I go, I got this card. And that guy was fine. He was upset. And then the other guy comes out and he goes, you have to forgive us. We're busy. So then I turned. There's no one in the ring.
Right.
There's no one in the place. I said ring because I was ready to fight.
Yeah.
I spin. I do a complete circle. What is that? A 180 through whatever.
360.
360. I do it. I'm not facing the door at this point. Yeah. I face my ass towards him. And then he punched me in the back of the head. So listen, I do a fucking 360 up in the. I do it because he goes, it's busy, it's empty. I do a 360 and I go, oh, it's so fucking busy.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Are you by yourself?
And he goes, bro, are you serious?
You really waited 40 minutes though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, bro, are you serious? You're gonna be mean to me? Or he goes, you're gonna be mean to me right now? That's what he said. He was not wrong with him. He's just a fucking guy.
Yeah.
I think he was like smoking weed in the back, you know. Yeah. And I don't have a problem with that, but don't fuck on my order and smoke weed in the back, you know.
Right.
And then I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. And then there was two pies and like a box behind him.
I was like, where's my fucking
and
kids
said,
meal, guys?
And I said, hand me those two fucking pies and that thing. Because I paid for food.
Right.
So I said, hand me those two fucking pies and that thing. And then he did, and I left. And then I was like, the whole ride, I was with the kid in the back. And I'm like, did I? Because I only paid for one pizza.
Yeah.
And I took two. And I was like, am I going to be a cop going to arrest
me?
No,
but there's nothing worse when you like see your order sitting there and you're like, I know that's my order.
Oh, that wasn't.
And, and it's like, you don't want to like, you know.
Yeah. And then, you know, you don't fight a guy. So you show him you would have kicked his ass. So on the way out, I pushed the door really hard. But then it like lifted the pizza up towards my chest a little bit, and I had to like I like lost balance and like ran out with it. Just I was like pissed. Yeah,
grease stain.
Yeah. Oh, so
this
mad.
This guy's like, I think I'd have been all right. He just got beat up by the door. I like my chances.
Oh man, rough.
Yeah. Well, we should wrap.
I got a free pizza.
Oh yeah, let's wrap this one up.
All right. Yeah.
Patreon will have, you know, join the Patreon if you're not a Patreon subscriber.
Patreon out for smokes.
New Patreon members every day. Because I check, I refresh it, and that's pretty cool because we've done like barely any promotion. We'll start doing that the more Patreon subscribers we get. Because
cancel your Chapo Trap House subscription.
Right. Yes, your Cometown subscription, your Tim Dillon podcast.
Tim Dillon subscription.
They have enough money.
They have enough money.
We don't. Or at the very least, quit them for... No, at the same... Dude, people post their shit on YouTube illegally.
Yeah, just steal their fucking
so
shit and pay us.
Shit on YouTube and pay for us because no one's posting our shit on YouTube illegally.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there's that. Anthony has a...
What are some of the other big podcasts we can start a war? You like cancel your Kill Tony.
Your Guys We Fuck.
Shane probably has a...
Stop listening to Call Your Daddy and listen to...
Yeah,
call
Girls Gotta Eat.
Guys Gotta Eat, too.
Come on, you want to hear a couple whores talk about...
Yeah.
Or you listen to Scott beat up a stroke victim. That's the kind of stuff you won't get on Girls Gotta Eat.
Type shit.
We're literally fighting Pizza Hut employees to bring you people content.
Yeah. And assuming to be in the right.
Yeah. But Anthony has a special out on YouTube. It's so damn funny. It's called Brain Noise. So just type in Anthony DeVito, Brain Noise. Also, it's going to be up on our Patreon. You'll see like a link to it or something. Maybe I'll do that.
We'll put a link in the description of this
but
episode.
It's probably much easier. Easier to just go on, type in Anthony.
But also,
DeVito
we'll do that as well.
YouTube.
We'll do the link though.
Yeah.
This is Mike texting us at Friday.
Don't
like,
overestimate our fucking retard listeners.
Yeah, because
I'm the only one who can upload a fucking podcast.
That's right. I told you to teach me, motherfucker. I don't know how to upload things.
Scott, you just learned about beans.
All right, Scott, pretend the RSS feed is like a bean.
Yo, man, it's like a TV with a type box.
You guys have anything? Anthony, do you have like, road dates or anything? Any other specials?
When's this come out?
Friday.
Oh, Friday. I'll be doing the one-man show June 30th at QED in Queens at 9 o'clock. So come out to that.
Nice.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'll come
be in
when
Boston.
Is that? June 19th?
June 30th.
Okay, yeah, I'll be there. June 30th, I'm there.
I'll be in Boston this weekend at the Hideout. You can all the link is in my social media bios. If you can come out and come to one of those shows, that'd be fun.
You were so bad at
it. Yeah, man, it's all right, Mike.
Sean, go ahead.
I'll be nowhere.
It's a great club. Mike's like one of the best.
Sean will be nowhere, but please join
I'll upload the episode.
Yeah, this week's Patreon is going to be a blast. We'll see you soon. Bye.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Thank you so much.